Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Well, it's just collateral damage for, you know, a season that's just gone awry. And, his job is to put this offensive line together, and he was given a lot of resources to do it, and that hasn't really come together.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah! I'm back! It's another 5-hour KM to AM. You heard? 888-808-1019. Let's not waste any time. I have a couple guests. I want to get to as many calls as possible. There's so much to go over. It's too easy. Yikes. The Jets and the Giants, we're going to just do them together. We might as well lump them together. I was thinking back to the first year I was here on The Fan and the first show I ever did. The literal first show I did was the night that Jason Garrett got fired. And I remember talking about how... there's got to be more. This is just a pound of flesh. And Joe Judge got to be next. And Joe Judge kept talking. And the play on the field, yeah, made sure that he would be next. 888-808-1019. That's not going to happen with Shane and Dable. Follow me here. It's a tank. It's too cold out here for a tank, but it's a tank. Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Gervonta, Tank Davis. You have to tank. You didn't tank properly last year. And if you've already gone through this much of a headache, if they've already made this many mistakes, and we will go through the mistakes, all the moves made and not made, tonight, see it through. A lot of times I tell y'all, stay down till you come up as a fan. Casual fans, fair weather fans, bandwagon fans, diehard fans, stay down till you come up. And now staying down till you come up doesn't mean staying at MetLife Stadium for 4 quarters of misery. But you're not going to change your team. What, are you going to switch and be a Jets fan, Giants fans? You're not going to switch your team. But you have to wait. It's a process. Dare I say, trust the process. They're still processing down there with the Philadelphia basketball team. But you have to see this through. You have to see this through because you have no other choice, right? And there's a lot of talk now about how the team quit. They lost the locker room. Yeah, you think they didn't know that? You think they didn't know that? I mean, it was a mistake to not let everybody know going into the bye week. I know last week I was on air, and I got to go back to some of my cuts from last week because I said, I know I'm sounding like a hater. And since I'm not a Giants fan, they just want to say, oh, you're a hater. But I told you Tommy Cutlets wasn't going to work. I told you that they would most likely get blown out. I told you to tease up that 6 points. I told you it was over, but that's what you should want as a fan, right? And last week we watched it be over for Daniel Jones, and I didn't know it was going to lead into him being released just days later. But good for him. We'll talk about Daniel Jones and where he's headed. I saw a report he doesn't want to be on the Raiders. No. Daniel Jones has plenty of football left. He's got plenty of money. He wants to play for a contender, even if he's just the backup. You know, he wants to be on a team where the starter goes down and he might be able to rewrite the story on his 2024 season, helping a team succeed. 888-808-1019. But the team that he's left behind, they're reaping what they sowed. The team that he's left behind, they're getting exactly what they deserve from being mocked across the country and the national narrative of, oh, they paid Daniel Jones and they wouldn't pay Saquon. It's not that simple. Oh, they choose Daniel Jones over Saquon? I mean, I called it last week. I said, you're going to watch the Buccaneers, who are coming off of 4 straight losses, but they lost all of those games scoring at least 20 points. You mean to tell me that this Giants team, going away from their QB1, putting their QB3 under center, they're magically going to be able to score 20 more points? No. They're not going to be able. Like, you're not beating the Bucs unless you can put up 35. You average 15. I couldn't see it. So I kept telling y'all last week, I can't see it. It's a little pop for right now. Right? Tommy Cutlets, hey! Tommy Cutlets, like I said, it's going to evaporate. It's going to evaporate by the first quarter. And I mean, right away, not even first quarter, the first Buccaneers drive. 888-808-1019. But just see it through. You know, don't look at it head on. Maybe don't watch the game, the whole game. Watch Red Zone. Maybe don't go to the game. They have to go through this. They have to lose. They have to ensure that on tankathon.com, they are in the top 3. Not top 6, right? And now there's news that maybe Tommy DeVito is not able to go on Thursday, which if I'm Tommy DeVito, I don't want any parts of Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys defense, which the Dallas Cowboys are no good. They're trash. But they will most likely beat the Giants. Even though they can't win in their building, similar to the Giants not being able to win in their building, it's Thanksgiving. They're coming off a win. They have more talent. Now Jerry Jones is out there saying, we're not sure about Mike. This is a Super Bowl winning coach. He could get another contract. Jerry Jones, stop that. The Giants will probably lose on Thanksgiving. And for everybody saying, this national embarrassment. No, they've already been embarrassed. It was a national embarrassment on Sunday Night Football when I told you would have to watch Saquon go off. And boy, did he go off. Boy, did he go off. And then all the memes and all the tweets come out there about how he had more yards himself, 302, versus the New York Giants' whole offense, 245. It is an absolute mess, but this is a mess that you have to just deal with. And not by firing the GM. You're not going to do that, even though I know John Mara has to be even more sick about how much his Hard Knocks clip is being played. They avoided Hard Knocks for X amount of years. And then they decide to be the guinea pig on the first ever off-season Hard Knocks. And look, they basically gave us an inside look at all the mistakes they made, all the moves that they made, how they spent their money, how they didn't spend their money, what they thought. And it's led to a 2-9 season. Dial the number if you'd like to comment on the New York Giants. My take on the Giants is lose out. If you look at the Giants' schedule, they might win one more game. Fine, so be it. It's hard to stomach as a fan. So what? Don't put on your Odell Beckham Jr. jersey. You'll be all right. Like, just go through the motions here for another month, literally another month, and it will be over, and you will start looking at the combine, the pro days. You will start thinking about whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it is Cam Ward, or if it's Aaron Rodgers. One giant mess to one Jets drive. Aaron Rodgers comes out there today, and I thought back to a show I had last week where I started to defend Woody Johnson, right? I'm like, everybody's piling on Woody Johnson. Everybody is making him enemy of the state, public enemy number one. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. And I said, believe half of what you see, none of what you hear, especially in this time. Journalism is dead, especially in this internet time of misinformation, fake news, AI, artificial everything. I mean, depending on what you read, this isn't even Keith McPherson talking to you right now. This might be AI. This might be a fake me. But what I'm saying is Aaron Rodgers comes on Pat McAfee's show, right? That's his outlet. That's where he goes, where you get to actually go to the source and hear from the horse's mouth. And he talks about wanting to stay here. Oh, yeah, you like it around here. It's better than Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's better than Wisconsin for sure. Aaron Rodgers will be 41 in less than a week. That's it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's it. Fool me, can't fool me again, right? This is the second time you ran it back with Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, Aaron Rodgers, and you hoped against hope that a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, missing a year of football, was going to just do his Jedi mind tricks and trick the NFL into just winning games and the Jets were going to just go to the Super Bowl. What? Never once did you hear me on the Fan say they were a Super Bowl contender. I said, crawl before you walk. They just got to get to the playoffs. They just got to get to the playoffs and the drought. Well, now the drought is 14 years, and if it's me, I'm done. They brought in the 33rd team. Whatever. And I'm actually starting to come around on the thought of Rex Ryan getting this opportunity. You know why? Because of all the conversation about who would want to work for Woody Johnson. You know, as I was defending Woody Johnson last week, and I'm like, let's go through all these moves. Not paying Bryce Huff? That was probably the right move. The Eagles paid Bryce Huff. They don't even need him. Alan Lazard for Jerry Jeudy and a second-day pick? I'm not trading a second-day pick and Alan Lazard the year that he's supposed to do what he came here to do, play with Aaron Rodgers. Alan Lazard was pretty decent. And Jerry Jeudy's all right, but he wasn't going to work here. You know, there's a bunch of other things that they kept piling on saying, this is Woody Johnson's fault, this is Woody Johnson's fault. I'm like, even the thought of benching Aaron Rodgers, which he didn't call for, he suggested it, wasn't outlandish. They scored 9 points. And he just had to watch Zach Wilson play quarterback for 3 years. Go ahead and put Tyrod out there. We got to save the season. 888-808-1019. To save next season, they cannot run it back with Aaron Rodgers. So, like, do not trick yourself. He's good, Aaron Rodgers. Those Jedi mind tricks he's got, he is good. He's good at getting up there and just being like, I don't talk to these people and whatever they're saying is this and this and that. Whatever. Use your eyes. Father Time is on his back. This is it. This is done. Let it be somebody else's problem. Literally. If you want to win games or if you want to just have a Rex Ryan 2 to 3 years bridge to the future, it cannot be with the attention that Aaron Rodgers brings for the lack of production that he brings. 888-808-1019. I think we've seen enough here. I've had enough. We changed the number of the station to 888-808 for Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers, and we're this close to not having to say those guys' names every day. I would move on. I would move on. And I don't care if it's Tyrod. I don't care if it's Jordan Travis. I don't care if they draft a quarterback. For the attention that this man brings, he's not the player that he used to be. You cannot do another year of it. It would be ill-advised. And like I said, Rex Ryan, go ahead and run it back. But, I mean, between Spielman and Mike Tannenbaum, they should advise you on what you should do there with the GM. I think the GM is the most important pick. Find the GM and then figure out the head coach. And if it's Rex Ryan, sure, you can fire Rex Ryan in a year. You can fire him in 2 years. But if he is the bridge to your GM or the 33rd team, who I just follow them on Instagram and Twitter, they always have great memes and content. Like, speaking of, you know, Saquon and the amount of rushing yards he had versus, you know, what the Giants did on Sunday, I got that stat from the 33rd team. Like, they have a lot of good stuff. We'll go through it tonight. But yeah, my two takes for the Giants fans and the Jets fans, and we'll take your calls first. Giants fans, see it through. It's going to suck. It sucks to lose. You did a lot of losing last year, but you didn't lose correctly. The pop that you got from the original Tommy Cutlets era, you got Malik Nabers chewing gum and calling the coach out, which I also don't mind. You got to understand, these young guys are made men now. These young guys are millionaires in college. These young guys, they come into the NFL, they do not care. There is no authority. There is no, I'm a rookie. I mean, you guys already crowned him. You said he's the new OBJ. Wait. You guys unretired a number for him. It's unheard of. You unretired number one. So he is your number one receiver in the future. You know who knows that? Brian Daboll, who has a future here and will not say anything about that young man. And whatever they do behind closed doors, whatever they say behind closed doors doesn't matter to us. You know, whatever Aaron Boone said to Gleyber Torres behind, it doesn't matter. Malik Nabers is here talking about, I don't know, it ain't the quarterback. Ask Dabes. And there's nothing you can do about it. He is the number one receiver, not being used in the first half. For the sake of my fantasy team, please target that man. If it's going to take Drew Lock to do it, so be it. Because right now, even with him missing time, with him missing a couple games with the concussion, like Malik Nabers is having a historic season. He's got a lot of receptions. I think he's got 67 receptions through 9 games. Man, he should be targeted 10 times a game, even while you're tanking, even while you're losing. At least keep him happy, keep him committed, because there's so many guys that don't want to be here. We'll talk to Jordan Schultz later. Jordan Schultz, I'm happy for the guy. He's a correspondent with Fox. I think he just signed to Smack Entertainment, which is Michael Strahan's group. I got to get to the source of his sources. He knows everything that goes on with the Giants before the Giants know. He's the one that broke the Daniel Jones news. He just broke the Azeez Ojulari news, right? Azeez Ojulari has a painful toe injury. He's going on the IR. Why don't you trade him? Oh, the list of moves and non-moves. Darius Slayton didn't have a catch over the weekend. Why don't you trade him? Saquon Barkley going off for the Eagles. Why don't you trade him? Why don't you put him somewhere like, I don't know, Houston, Texas, where maybe they would have had a leg up in the game. And maybe they would have signed him and not the Eagles, not your division rival, the team closest to you, not the Jets right down the turnpike. You know what? Speaking of trading a guy and letting a guy get his foot wet somewhere else, this Juan Soto stuff, it's oversaturated. I'm good on it. Now we're getting to the point where people are like, ha-ha, he fooled us. Ha-ha, he trolled us. Celsius commercial. And shout out to Celsius. I'd like to get a Celsius sponsor. I drank some before I got on the show today. Celsius, it's a great energy drink. It keeps me sharp. I know we have some commercials that run here at WFAN. They dropped off some crates. Never did I ever think Juan Soto was going to announce where he was going on Instagram. When he put on the Celsius hat, I'm like, okay, it's marketing. Good. But you know what? The Yankees traded for this guy to put him in pinstripes so that he could feel what it's like to be a New York Yankee. They traded for him. They gave up 5 players, pitching depth. They gave up a catcher they certainly could have used, starting pitcher they could have used. They did that to give themselves a leg up in the game. And I don't know if it gave them a leg up in the game now that we're here. And this is my new thoughts and take on Juan Soto. As much as I want Juan Soto to remain a New York Yankee and stay in the Bronx, and I think Hal Steinbrenner last week spoke up, said it with his chest, we can sign any Major League Baseball player. I have ears. I know what's expected of me. We're in the mix, right? I know what I said in the past about it not being feasible, sustainable, but I can do what I wish. It's a choice. It's a decision, right? And he had his best career year. He had the best year of his young career hitting in front of Aaron Judge. This guy is in a situation right now with Scott Boras and the whole baseball world waiting on them. We can't wait much longer. I think it's going to happen next week. It could happen in literally a week from today. I don't expect this to drag on to the winter meetings because he is the first domino. He is the biggest fish. He has to make his decision so everybody else can do business at the winter meetings. And we know it's a one-town, two-team race. But as I think about it more, and I think about what we've seen from Scott Boras and what we know of Juan Soto, they are about two things, money and attention. Scott Boras lines up to give you his puns that he worked on for months. Juan Soto, after losing in the World Series, having all eyes on him, says he's available to all 30 teams. He's already turned down $440 million. He's about his money, I understand. So if he's about his money and attention, there's a good chance that he's going to take the most money and sign with the team that would actually bring the most attention. It wouldn't be to stay with the Yankees. He would get way more attention going across town. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We call this KM to AM. It's a five-hour sports talk show with me, you, and a couple guests. Also, a whole lot of Rosie producing. Mic's open for you, Paul. Let's take this break. We'll get right to it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.